Well, good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate Rejoice Sunday, which is called Gaudete Sunday. It's the third Sunday of Advent, and of course one of two times in the church year where we have rose as our color. You see it in the third candle and also on this vestment and the chalice as well. And it's, of course, the mixture, I think I mentioned last year, of the Christmas white and the Advent dark purple. You put them together, you get rose. It's the church's way of saying we're pretty close. And so take heart and rejoice, because we're about to celebrate the greatest thing that ever happened, which is God becoming one of us. I was thinking back, you know, I've been quite obsessed with nativity scenes this year, for whatever reason, and I guess the Lord just has a thing, put it in my heart. But at St. Joe, we have this beautiful new outdoor nativity scene. We've got the last week, we had a live nativity that we did downtown and with some of the other downtown churches. It was really nice. And then, of course, we had our school play that some of the kids who are here today were in. And it was about Christmas in the creche, which was, it told the story of St. Francis and how he invented the nativity set. If you've got a baby Jesus to put up there, then we'll bless the baby Jesuses that we have. We had about 10 of them last night, and we'll bless those at this Mass. It's traditional to do that on the third Sunday of Advent. But anyway, I was thinking about the nativity scene, and John the 23rd, you know, he became Pope in 1958, and he kind of surprised people because he was known as the peasant Pope. And of course, until he was Pope John the 23rd, he was Roncalli, Angelo Roncalli. And 1958 was kind of a wild year, because it was the first time that the Christmas homily from the Vatican was going to be broadcast on the radio waves. So people were all around, you know, all around were tuning in to see what this new peasant pope was going to say on his first Christmas homily. And maybe they didn't expect much, because, you know, he wasn't some deep theologian. Just like, you know, Pope Francis, not really a deep theologian. Personable, very pastoral, but maybe not a deep theologian like a lot of people were used to. So anyway, people tuned in to see what he had to say. And his homily was quite memorable, because he said, imagine the nativity scene. He said, who represents us in the nativity scene? And he said, it's not the shepherds, because most of us don't have sheep. He said, it's not the angels, because we're humans, we're not angels. He said, it wasn't Joseph, because most of us talk too much, and Joseph didn't really have a lot to say. It wasn't Mary, because Mary, well, nobody's that perfect. He said, it wasn't the wise men, because most of us aren't that wise. He said, it wasn't really the three kings, which we also call the wise men, because most of us don't have that kind of power. He said, you know who represented you and me in the nativity scene at the first Christmas? The donkey. And when they translated it, of course they said, the ass. And he said, the donkey really represents us a lot, because a lot of us walk around with long faces. You know? He said, a lot of people walk around like they have the whole weight of the world on their shoulders, like everything depends on them. And he said, a lot of people walk around and they don't smile. And, you know, I was thinking of Winnie the Pooh and Donkey. Oh no, I lost my tail. You know, and a lot of us can be kind of like that. And Pope John the 23rd, who's now a saint, he said, you know, I bet that donkey probably looked at the horse and thought, gee, I wish I could run as fast as that horse. He probably looked at the camel and said, "Man, I wish I could go days and days without drinking water like that guy." He said, "I bet that donkey looked around and said, 'Gee, I wish I could be like the cow, because everybody likes the cow, you know?'" He said, "But no, the donkey oftentimes, usually, walked around with a long face, not very happy." And listen to what he said. After a while, the baby went up, or the donkey went up to that baby in the manger instinctually. He could not resist Jesus, and so he approached, and then he began breathing heavily on the baby Jesus. After a while, the baby reached up and patted the muzzle of the jackass as if to say, "Thank you. Thank you for helping to keep me warm on this cold wintry night." "And now," said Pope John the 23rd, "now for the first time in his life, the jackass was happy. He no longer felt sorry for himself. He had found meaning and purpose in his life, and all his troubles went away." And then the Pope said, "For that's the way it is with Almighty God. All he wants is the warm breath of a living soul. You give him that, and he will take care of the rest." And then he very famously ended his homily, "So Merry Christmas from one jackass to all the other ones." He really said it. I'm not making that up. Okay? From one donkey to the others, right? And so today's Gaudete Sunday. It's Rejoice Sunday. We're supposed to be happy today. We set aside our troubles. We set aside our sorrows. We leave them with Jesus. And like the donkey in the manger, we breathe on the Lord. We provide comfort for the Lord. We do our part. There was a kid who walked by the nativity, outdoor nativity set at Our Lady of the Greenwood, and took off her scarf to put on the child Jesus. And I thought, "Well, my God, what a beautiful thing." You know, because, and she said, she's a little kindergartner. She said, "I bet he's cold." You know, and it's our job to take care of Jesus. And Jesus is in everybody, in our families, everybody that we know. And our job is to provide a warm breath, some comfort. And we can take joy in that. And so this Rejoice Sunday, we put away our long faces, and we put away our problems, and we rejoice. We thank God for all of our blessings, and we be happy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.